Radio Prague News.
Railway and municipal transport in the Czech Republic has come to a near standstill due to a nationwide strike protesting government reforms. The strike has caused no major complications in Prague and other cities as many people cycled or walked to work. And Czech MPs are debating the PromoPro scandal involving overpriced services for the country's 2009 EU presidency. Railway and municipal transportation in the Czech Republic came to a near standstill on Thursday due to a nationwide strike protesting government reforms. The 24-hour strike, which began at midnight Wednesday, closed Prague's metro system for the first time ever. However, some bus and tram routes remain in operation after the Prague City Transport Authority reached a deal with the unions to allow drivers who wish to work to do so. Limited municipal transit is also operating in other cities. The National Railway Service, however, was completely paralyzed. The government dispatched 150 army buses and drivers to cover a small number of routes. The strike is to end at midnight. Transportation workers' unions have gone on strike to protest the government's reform plans, including an overhaul of the healthcare and pension systems. The country's center-right government, however, vowed to go ahead with the reforms in spite of the protests. No major complications have been reported in Prague, Brno and other major cities on Thursday as many people cycled or walked to work while others stayed at home or left cities ahead of time. No traffic jams have been registered in the capital as most city streets are unusually quiet. Prague's Ruzyně International Airport is handling all departures and arrivals according to schedule and has organized a shuttle bus service for passengers from city center. Hospitals in Prague are also fully operational. Several banks closed some of their branches in the city, but most have remained open for business. Czech Railways estimated the cost of the strike at around 70 million crowns. Around 1,000 trade union members and their supporters staged a march through the center of Prague on Thursday. On their way to the seat of the government, the protesters stopped at the finance ministry and threw tomatoes at finance minister Miroslav Kalousek, who came out to talk to them. Addressing the rally, union leaders criticized the government reforms for being socially insensitive and for failing to tackle corruption. The head of the transportation workers' union, Luboš Pomajbík, said the strike was a great success as few tram and bus drivers went to work on Thursday. Police have detained a man without a valid ID and a woman who reportedly attacked a member of the police anti-conflict team. The lower house of parliament is holding a special session on Thursday to debate the PromoPro scandal involving overpriced services for the country's 2009 EU presidency. Defense Minister Alexander Vondra, who oversaw the presidency in his former role as Minister for EU Affairs, is blamed for wasting around 350 million crowns of public money. Mr. Vondra told MPs on Thursday he saw no fatal failure in the organization of the presidency. Opposition Social Democrat MPs accused Mr. Vondra of being arrogant and called on him to step down as defense minister. The chamber's extraordinary session was approved by votes of opposition MPs, while deputies from the coalition Topo 9 and public affairs parties abstained from the vote, effectively enabling the session to go ahead. A newlywed Czech couple was shocked to find a meter-long python regis in the toilet of their home in the western city of Karlovy Vary on Thursday, upon their return from their honeymoon, a police spokeswoman said. The couple called the police, which sent a patrol to the apartment, and one of the police officers caught the non-venomous snake, the spokeswoman added. The reptile had reportedly gone missing from the next-door apartment a year ago. Its owner apologized to the newlyweds and offered them compensation. And finally, a brief look at the weather. Meteorologists have warned against heavy storms that are expected to hit most of the Czech Republic on Thursday afternoon and will continue until Friday. Daytime highs should range between 24 and 28 degrees Celsius. My name is Jan Richter and it's the end of the news.